This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser has joined 47 of his counterparts in suing Facebook for allegedly monopolizing the industry. The Federal Trade Commission also joined the suit, which claims the company has engaged in anti-competitive practices for years, including buying Instagram in 2012. Weiser's office says Facebook's behavior has harmed consumers and blocked innovation. Businesses in Weld County will get local help to stay open after being excluded from a state stimulus package. CPR's Andrew Kinney reports.
Weld County will open a $2 million grant program to help its restaurants and businesses affected by COVID-19 restrictions. That could ease the pain after the county was potentially excluded from receiving state stimulus money because it doesn't enforce state public health orders. But many local businesses will also get a chance to apply for the state money, too. That's because state lawmakers decided to allow the city of Greeley to handle the state grant program. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The state has requested federal assistance for vineyards hurt by the fall crops freeze. The Daily Sentinel reports Governor Polis asked the U.S. Department of Agriculture to issue a disaster declaration. A massive freeze hit vineyards in Mesa, Delta, and Montrose counties at the end of October. The request includes access to emergency loans. Coming up on the program, Florida's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Then, with a closely divided Congress, which could include Republicans holding the Senate, Joe Biden's economic agenda may depend on what his administration can do on its own. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. And at CPR.org, the latest COVID spike has most Colorado students learning from home. But before that, many were switching between remote and in-person learning due to quarantines and changing policies. Well, now teachers are saying switching things has taken a toll. You can read more about this story at CPR.org. Rain and snow by tomorrow this time. Tonight, lows 30 to 35 along the Front Range, 20 degrees on the western slope, and we get down to 15 degrees in the central mountains overnight. This is CPR News.